Miss Kelsey, something that I've been doing every day is that when I'm about to say something to my husband, if I'm irritated at him or, you know, if he's hurt my feelings, I just ask myself, is this really how I feel and how I should react? Am I about to say something out of bitterness from my past? And when that happens, I just go to God and I just give it to God. When you have others praying for you, it can just work wonders for you.
You know, there are lots of things in marriage that can trap us when it comes to hanging on to bitterness or anger or unforgiveness. So we thought we'd take this program today and just encourage each of us to go back and be reminded about the power of intentionally learning to forgive one another in Jesus' name. You know, in fact, I think of that verse where Paul says in Ephesians 4:32 that we are to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, which is not an easy thing to do, but then he kind of puts the hook in there. He drives home the point, just as Christ, God, has forgiven you. And so the reality is we've been forgiven by the Lord Jesus. When he died on the cross, he forgave us of our sins, and we've been forgiven for all of eternity. And so that's a powerful reminder as we look at other human beings and when they mess up. And I know sometimes it's hurtful and sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes there has to be some pretty severe consequences that need to be dealt with. And that certainly is not inconsistent with learning to forgive. But being a person of forgiveness frees us to be more intentional in our walk with him. So welcome to the show today. We're going to be talking about marriage and forgiveness. We're going to get to our callers here in just a moment. I do want to remind you that our comment line is always open, 24 hours a day. Comment on today's topic or what is on your heart. But one of the things we enjoy hearing is when you share with us how you're being intentional. What difference has it made? Tell me one thing that you've been working on intentionally in your life that's making a difference to bring glory to God and benefit to you. Love to hear it as you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy, along with our team from the Intentional Living Center, part of the Ministry of Family Life Radio and Intentional Life Media, as we talk about learning to forgive in the most intimate of relationship in marriage.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jeff Love. One of the questions I get a lot is, how do I forgive someone who has really seriously hurt me? Well, I think first, it's so important to remember what we're forgiven. I will never have to forgive anybody as much as I've been forgiven. So that really helps me. The second thing is, I think it's a choice of every day, whenever it comes up in my mind, I may feel that anger well up again or the bitterness. And in that moment, I just keep saying, Lord, I choose to forgive. Help me to walk in forgiveness. I may have to say that prayer 100 times today toward that person. But I have to remember that it's for me. Not only am I forgiving them so that they can live in freedom, but I'm the one, usually the person that offends me or hurts me, they don't even remember it anymore. They're not walking it. So I don't want to walk in captivity. So I just keep speaking that prayer. And I've definitely had those circumstances in my life where even years later, I think I'm done with it and it'll pop back up. And I have to just say, Lord, I choose to forgive and ask for his strength and power to walk in that. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Lopp.
Thank you, Jeff. And I do love the Love name, I tell you. Jeff Love, that's great. Great guy and good input. I think he pointed out the fact that we get into bondage when we don't forgive in a very kind of regular event. Have you ever been offended by someone, maybe on the road, someone that's cut you off or been inconsiderate in their driving, or someone that's cut in front of you at a mall or at the store, and you've been offended and you carry that with you, and you take it out to the car, you take it down the road, and that person has just gone on with their lives and you're hanging on to it. You know, I tell the story of in my counseling over the years how I've had people come in and say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, this was done or you said that and I've never forgiven you. And the person says, what? I don't recall. I don't remember. And that other person's been, the person that was hurt, been carrying that kind of garbage for all those years, which is not necessary. It really isn't. We're talking about the power of forgiveness, and the question is, how has forgiveness affected your marriage, in your life? How have you experienced forgiveness? 888-888-1717 is the number. One of the things I've written, I talk about the steps to forgiveness. It's important to be clear on what you need to forgive. The clearer you are concerning the offenses that you've experienced or whatever it is that you're feeling, the more precise you can be to begin to go through the process of forgiveness. And if you're not, you know how it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I forgive you. And you go on, but you really don't, because you're not quite clear what the offense was or where that feeling's coming from, what generated it, what's the real issue, did we get to the bottom of this? And so in the process of forgiveness, the clearer you can be about what needs to be forgiven, the better off you're going to be in your relationship. Now, you may say, I have a person I'm married to, and they just never ask for forgiveness. Am I to forgive them anyway? Yes, just as Christ has forgiven us. And yes, we are to forgive them. It's more difficult because it's easier to hook back into that emotion and hook back into the fact that they've never asked for forgiveness. And like I said earlier, that forgiveness doesn't mean that you're not going to have boundaries or you're not going to put into place accountability or responsibility. I mean, your kids wrong you, you forgive them, but they're still accountable. You know, a child that's disrespectful to you, you had that, right? You have kids, they're disrespectful to you, and you start to hold them accountable, and they come and say, well, I'm sorry, and you say, well, the good news, I do forgive you. I forgive you for what you said. I forgive you for what you've done. But that doesn't mean there's not accountability. There's not going to be some consequence for that behavior. There's still going to be the timeout, still going to be the loss of some of the privileges for a while. No, I still love you. Yeah, I forgive you, but there's accountability. And I think that goes hand in hand, even in marriage, to be accountable to one another. So be clear on what you need to forgive, one of the steps. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. There's three other steps that I want to share with you before we run out of time today. Come and join us, 888-1717. Forgiveness, what difference has it made in your life?
I just turned on the radio, and Dr. Carlson is talking about forgiveness. And I have spent 5 years trying to forgive, and this is difficult for me to say, but my husband has had a problem with pornography. At first, I was so angry, and I was leaving God out of helping me to forgive and to deal with what I was told was infidelity. I love the Lord. I am finally reaching the point, through His grace, where I can forgive my husband. When my mind goes to what has happened, I have learned to think of the good things that he does and the ways that he shows me that he loves me. He has been working on himself by attending meetings specifically for that, and I do love him so very much. And it is because of Christ's strength in my life and the power of the Holy Spirit that this love for him has returned. Continue to pray, continue to forgive, and ask him to help you.
Very tender call. You know, she pointed out, I think graciously, how hard this has been, how hard it is. I think sometimes in the process of forgiving one another in marriage, especially for the deep hurts, like pornography, as she was sharing, is we sometimes stuff how we really feel about it. And acknowledging your feelings to yourself and acknowledging your feelings to God and even to the other person, to your spouse, if that's possible, if it's advisable. Sometimes in a counseling session, it's even easier to do so. But by acknowledging how you feel, what you're really aware of is your feelings, it helps you to clarify your thoughts. And it's a beginning in the process to take the next step, which I'll talk about in a moment. So not only be clear about what you need to forgive, but acknowledge how you feel about it. That's important. Now, sometimes we make the mistake of not only acknowledging how we feel, but then we get stuck with those feelings and we want to ruminate on those feelings and we don't want to move past those feelings. And as we know, feelings can become a trap. And especially if you're a heart person where you've really felt it and you've been hurt in your heart in the relationship and marriage, to get stuck there, Satan will use that to discourage you and create distance and separation in your marriage. And at one point when you were close, now all of a sudden you're further and further and further apart because of the unwillingness or the feeling that there's an inability to move beyond the hurt. But acknowledge your feelings. It's important. If your spouse has been engaged in something and you feel hurt, to be able to say, you know, that really hurt me. This is how I feel. I'm very upset. I'm going to choose to forgive you, but I want you to know exactly how I feel and exactly what this has done in my life, how I feel. I think that's important to get that on the table, but not to stay stuck there, which is easy to do. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. We know the damage that it can occur from unforgiveness. You've seen it. Maybe you've experienced it. But there is freedom. So be clear on what you need to forgive. Acknowledge your feelings. There's a third step in the process. I'll tell you about it here in just a moment. At 888-888-1717, marriage and forgiveness.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, you'll have a lot of fun. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you ever noticed that it's sometimes very difficult to feel intimate and close to your spouse? I will teach you the power of one thing that will change your relationship for the rest of your lives.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out the secret to intentional love that will transform your marriage. Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. Register at theintentionallife.com.
We look in Scripture and we talk about the devil and the details. We look at Eve, right? One little detail. She was told, don't eat. The devil got into that little detail in life, didn't he? We think of David with devil in the detail. It was that look over the wall, that second look that got him into trouble. Just that little detail. That was the first thing that started to cascade into his life that became the issue. Nehemiah, you know, I do a lot of teaching on Nehemiah. Nehemiah was that one question that he asked. It was just that one little question that made a difference that started a cascade of other decisions in his life that ultimately changed the course of his people. We look at Peter, who made the decision to be obedient to Christ and put the net on the other side of the boat, just to be obedient, just in that one simple act of doing that one thing, it changed the course of his life. You know, it is true when we think about marriage, as we're talking today, isn't it true that it's little things that can bite you? Forgetting to be kind or considerate, or forgetting to get behind the eyes of your spouse and see life like they do, or saying something that we didn't really think about, or doing something that seemed innocent at the time, but then realized it was so disrespectful for our spouse. And so this month, I wanted to do a master class for our Intentional Living community and really focus on the whole topic that when small things in our life really turn out to be big things. And the lesson will be very encouraging to you. Members, watch for it. It comes out, as you know, every month. We send you about mid-month a video and audio teaching this month on this topic, which is a reminder that we have new people coming to join us to be a part of this journey, are serious about their life and want to be intentional. And we invite you to be one of those. And you can join us today. Your financial support allows us to continue to do intentional living. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on that little donate icon, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And when you do, press number 2, it'll take you to our staff, and we welcome your support when you do that. Also, just before we get back into the program here, I want to remind you that this month, for each new member, as you join us in support of the ministry, I've handpicked from my own library to send to you a Max Lucado book called Outlive Your Life, a book that will encourage you about the power of making your life live beyond you into the future for eternity. And I hope you enjoy it. And for those of you who are joining us, again, just go to theintentionallife.com, and I thank you for your support.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Forgiveness is huge. Without it, you have no relationship with Jesus Christ. And without it, most, if not all, of your relationships will suffer. So drop by our website to do a search on forgiveness. You'll find at least 8 broadcasts on forgiveness. And there's a great blog about the prodigal son. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy, is there a single relationship that forgiveness doesn't touch?
Boy, I tell you, that's a great question, Kurt. I can't think of it. What happens, though, is when we have an unforgiving spirit, we either live in phoniness with the other person, and we're carrying these grudges, as we talk about, or that anger, and we have a smiley face, but it's not really what's going on. In other words, we're not real. Or we just write the person out of our life. And clearly, and I want to be clear on this, when it comes to forgiveness, forgiveness doesn't mean, as I've said a couple times, a lack of responsibility or accountability or boundaries. Sometimes you have to put boundaries in place. That's just common sense, and it's also biblically supportive. But when it comes to the power of forgiveness, and especially in the most intimate of our relationships, one of the beautiful things about forgiveness, if we follow the process to be clear of what we need to forgive, acknowledging how we feel, really being clear with this person how we're feeling, you're beginning the process to mature and challenge issues and grow and hold each other accountable in a loving way. Hiding things or stuffing things in the long run doesn't work. The third step, though, in this process of forgiveness, being clear about what you need to forgive, acknowledging your feelings to God, to yourself, and if advisable and possible, to the other person. Number three is to speak, write, or in some other tangible way articulate your words of forgiveness. It's important to actually speak the word of forgiveness to a person if you can, if it's appropriate, if it's advisable. And if it's not, maybe this person is even deceased. Maybe speaking it out loud. Maybe taking a pen and pencil and writing it out and sharing what's going on in your heart and how you actually feel. There's something that occurs. There's clarity that occurs when we take all the, you know, all the thoughts that we have in our minds. The reason journaling is so important, I'll give you a little tip here. One of the reasons I journal is because my mind gets full of just 1,000 ideas, you know, 1,000 different directions. But when you write, you have to write one word at a time. So everything has to come down through that funnel, and you have to write a word, and you look at that word, and you can stop and say, why did I write that sentence? What does that sentence really mean? And so when you write out how you feel, what you've been through, and really write out forgiveness, that may be a way that's very powerful for you. Best, if possible, face-to-face, to be able to ask for forgiveness, to go to a person that you've wronged. I've done that in my life. There's been people that I've said something to that later I said, oh, man, I was having a bad day. You all have that? And to be able to go, that person say, you know, I was wrong, you know, when I said that. I was having a bad day. And being very clear, will you forgive me? Boy, you know, your kids need to hear that from you too. And when, how many times has a child heard a parent say, hey, I was wrong, will you forgive me? Oh, mom and dad, they put their arms around you, they love on you, right? That's the way it should be in our marriages as well. I know it's hard, but it's powerful. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. There's one last step. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Dr. Randy's comment today about the forgiveness that the Lord requires when he said 70 times 7. As he made that statement, the Lord revealed to me that sometimes we struggle with, did God really forgive me? But if he would require of us to forgive 70 times 7, which means never-ending forgiveness, and he would do the same for someone that constantly has a battle with a sin, that his forgiveness is unending. Just want to comment on that today. Thank you for your show and the help you give us through the teachings and also through the testimony.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be amazing in this culture in which we're living right now, if forgiveness was a part of what's going on in Washington between people, what goes on in the world? Accountability, yeah. Responsibility, yeah. But boy, so much harshness that goes on. Guillermo is on line number one, and let me go there. Welcome to the program today. How are you?
I am great.
Good. Appreciate your call. How has forgiveness impacted your life?
Forgiveness has impacted my life twofold. First off, I carried unforgiveness in my personal life against a brother for many, many years. That led me to destructive behavior in my own life. Mm. I got addicted to pornography. Almost lost my family. Through your radio program and many other resources, I gave up that simple behavior, but the process of restoration in my family, my wife, kind of started. Probably took about 3.5, maybe 4 years to rebuild trust with her.
Yeah.
Through the process of having her forgive me, I came to the realization that I also needed to forgive, my brother. I was sexually abused as a child. And so that kind of perpetrated this very negative behavior in me. To the grace of God, I've been able to forgive and been forgiven.
And so, how's your marriage doing now?
You know, I would say it's a 10.
That's great.
We're doing great. We try to both see you and your marriage conferences as often as we can. But, we've realized that we need to constantly be focusing first on Jesus and then secondly on ourselves. Date nights, speaking openly, full disclosure on everything. She has full access to my laptops, my phones, passwords, everything.
Let me jump in there because you went through pornography and you saw the destructive impact, and your wife took a process of several years for rebuilding and so on in your relationship. But there was also in there accountability and responsibility. Here's the passwords to my computer. I want to be open. I want to be an open book to you. What you're doing is you're holding yourself accountable, allowing your wife to, not in bondage, but in a sense of, I'm here. I want to be open and vulnerable because I know that's important to you. I think part of the process of forgiving and restoring a relationship is whatever it was that created the problem, to change the dynamic, to be more open, honest, vulnerable, and just, real with each other. It's a very powerful part of it, indeed. And, hey, listen, I'm glad that God has been doing a work in your life and that we've played a small piece, at least, in this process, and I'm glad you're listening today, my friend.
Yeah, well, you played a bigger role than you realize. So thank you very much, Dr. Carlson.
Hello, my name is Roxy, and I listen to Randy often when I'm in my car, and I was listening today, and you're talking about forgiveness. I recall about 24 years ago when my 16-year-old son was killed in a motorcycle accident. A truck drove out in front of his motorcycle and caused the accident, then left the scene of the accident. And the motorcyclist that was behind him hit him from behind, knocked him off of his bike, and he was killed. Both parties that were involved in that accident did not come to us and apologize. Matter of fact, the person in the truck left the scene of the accident, and due to witnesses, the police was able to capture him and talk to him about the situation. I'm not exactly sure what happened. And the motorcyclist that hit my son, he was injured, but not real bad. Never heard a word from him.
I can barely stand right now. Everything is crashing down. And I wonder where you are. And even though I don't know what your plan is, I know you make beauty from these ashes.
But immediately upon the death of our son, the Lord moved in our hearts to intentionally forgive these people. My husband and I hit the floor on our knees, and we chose to forgive these people. I don't remember the person's name that drove the truck. Like I said, it's been about 24 years ago, and I don't think he's alive anymore, but I just praise God for his forgiveness that he gives us so that we can give it freely to others. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.
Now, there's a powerful story. And, you know, if that couple was able to forgive those two people that really ended up taking the life of their son, think about what you need to forgive. And we're talking marriage today. There may have been some things in your marriage that really need forgiveness. And if you have a spouse that's willing to confess, to ask for forgiveness, to change in their lives, or if you're willing to do that, what steps can we take in our marriage to grow, to mature, to become more godlike, more Christ-like in terms of demonstrating the power of forgiveness? You know, it says in the Bible that if we confess our sins, that He, speaking of God through His Son Christ, Jesus Christ, is willing and able to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know how that works, but other than knowing that God's intentional love for us was so rich and so complete that when Christ died on the cross for us, it was complete. And so as we look at each other today, and I know there's a lot of stress going on in marriage, and you might be really pulling and struggling to hang on, I just pray that there could be a union of both of you, you and your spouse, to say we want a new start. And it's going to be some work, and it's going to require forgiveness, and it's going to require some counseling. It's going to require moving in a new direction in our life. But we choose to do that for God's glory and, frankly, for our benefit and the benefit of our family. That's our prayer for you. Well, thank you for joining us today here at Intentional Living. We'd love to hear your story of forgiveness in your marriage. Tell us about it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. See you next time from Intentional Living.